and return to live in that dark place, as I was tempted to do many times. My reality, however, is that I cannot go back. I may dream about freedom in North Korea, but nearly 70 years after its creation, it remains as closed and as cruel as ever. By the time it might ever be safe for me to return, I will probably be a stranger in my own land. As I read back through this book, I see that it is a story of my awakening, a long and difficult coming of age. I have come to accept that as a North Korean defector, I am an outsider in the world, an exile. Try as I may to fit into South Korean society, I do not feel that I will ever fully be accepted as a South Korean. More important, I don't think I myself will fully accept this as my identity. I went there too late, aged 28. The simple solution to my problem of identity is to say I am Korean, but there is no such nation. The single Korea does not exist. I would like to shed my North Korean identity, erase the mark it has made on me, but I can't. I'm not sure why this is so, but I suspect it is because I had a happy childhood. As children, we have a need, as our awareness of the larger world develops, to feel part of something bigger than family, to belong to a nation.